He's the man in charge at the moment of trying to save jobs at Central Television. He's had a very, very busy day. He was at the Old Market Square, and in fact, he's just arrived from work. So, Pete, would you like to say a few things? All right.
Yeah, sure.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I'm late. So
that's definitely
I've had a long day. Yeah, we've had a very good day today. I'm not sure if you're aware, but today being the...
You mentioned it,
the background, yeah. So the background, as you may be aware, is that ITV is cutting £4 million of its regional news budget, which effectively is 40%. So you have to be a nice time to see where jobs are going. This goes against its public service broadcasting remit. And it's basically a betrayal, as we see it, of the viewers in the East Midlands, who've had a service of 25 years. ITV was the first broadcaster to produce a dedicated East Midlands news service, and now they're sitting about the clock 25 years. So it's bad news for staff, it's bad news for viewers. The coverage the East Midlands will get will be far worse, both in news and sport. The BBC won't have the competition that there should be. So in all sorts of ways, it's bad news, and it's obviously bad news for the likes of you as you go out for jobs in the future. So for a multitude of reasons, we are launching a campaign, which sort of the first salvos of what you had today, which was first direct contact with the public. We had three protests in Leicester, Derby and Nottingham. And I think overall it was a good day. I mean, I set myself two objectives today, really, was sort of, it wasn't meant to be sort of mass protest that really sort of like shook the rafters. It was more to sort of show people we were out and about in the region, so we had protests in all three of the main cities, and to get some good local media coverage. That, I think, was an excellent day. I lost count of the number of radio and newspaper interviews I've done today, and students from your own Trent University have been down, which has been great to see. So it's been fantastic coverage, and the word we've been having from people on the street today is that a lot of them didn't actually even know that this was happening. So that media coverage has been priceless today, just get the word out that this is happening and something has to be done about it. So a good day, and a day that wouldn't be possible without this branch. So I'd like to record, obviously, our chapel's sincere gratitude to you for both your physical support and all those that were down there today, and especially your financial support, because none of it was possible without that. So thank you very much.
The campaign continues at a pace. There are early day motions going through the House of Commons, which MPs actually signed to, and also we're trying to get MPs, and Kevin mentioned we've had some responses from local MPs as well. It's actually important to press home this argument that, in fact, we need to have a regionally based news programme and news agenda coming from this region, represented by journalists from this area. I mean, there's a different argument. I don't want to go down the long trolley, but it was all about how you report democracy, what's going on.